following program is produced by the Living Church of God.
What is America's real prophesied future? Did you know that the Holy Bible predicts specific events just ahead for America and Canada? Do you realize that these events will change everything around you, that they will revolutionize your entire life, that nothing will ever be the same again? Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World. The Living Church of God presents Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Dr. Roderick C. Meredith reveals America's prophesied future. Now, Dr. Roderick C. Meredith.
58 years ago, as a little boy, I heard the voice of Franklin Delano Roosevelt speaking to our nation. President Roosevelt said, "Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan." He said a little later, "I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost." With the direct intervention of Almighty God, again and again, we were able to win that war. With Britain holding the line, America and Canada were given time to mobilize. America became the arsenal of democracy. Finally, we were able to triumph. But I tell you in the name of Jesus Christ that another world war is coming within the lifetimes of most of you. This time we will not be ready. This time Britain will not be able to stave off the enemy, while we take months and months to prepare and to get ready. How dare I say this? How could I possibly know this? Because there is, my friends, a great God who controls the destinies of men and nations, a God most men do not understand, a God most men do not know. And this Creator God has revealed what will happen to our peoples. He has revealed this in His inspired revelation to mankind, the Holy Bible. I challenge you at this time to get your Bible. Check up on me. See what your own Bible says. Notice what the real God of the Bible told an ancient king. And I want you to turn with me back to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 4 and verse 17. "This decision is by the decree of the watchers and the sentence by the word of the holy ones, in order that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdoms of men, and gives it to whomever He will, and sets over it the lowest of men." Yes, God revealed back here that He rules over the kingdoms of men. Many modern so-called Christians and ministers, people that think they know God, they're not aware of that. To them, God is just an idea or a source of good, or sort of a spark off in the sky somewhere. The real God is a great spirit personality. He sits at the controls of the universe. He is in charge when He wishes to be. He intervenes in this world's affairs when He wishes to. And He sets over the kingdoms of this world, as He says right here, the lowest of men. He does not always give us the great leaders that we would like to have. And we've seen in recent time here in America that He often sets over us the lowest of men. Indeed, this is what is happening today. Back in 2 Peter in your New Testament, notice here, 2 Peter chapter 1, and beginning in verse 19, "We have also the prophetic word made more sure," or as it is in the King James Bible. And remember, my friends, I'm reading primarily from the New King James, which is generally more accurate, but here I think the King James is at least more interesting and more effective. He calls it here the sure word of prophecy, "which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." Holy men of God spoke. The Holy Spirit inspired the prophecies of the Bible. Peter tells us that, and we need to understand and believe what God tells us here in the New Testament about the prophecies of the Old Testament. Notice back in Deuteronomy, going way back to the book of the law, as it is called, to Deuteronomy, we find a prophecy from Moses, who is a great prophet as well as a great teacher and lawgiver. Deuteronomy chapter 4, and here we find, my friends, what is often found in the Old Testament, and even many scholars of this world will admit that prophecies in the Old Testament are often dual. That is, there was an early fulfillment, and there is to be a latter day fulfillment of the same prophecy, quite often even more powerful. Back here in Deuteronomy 4, God speaks to the ancestors of the American and British descended peoples. Notice, when you beget children and grandchildren and have grown old in the land and act corruptly and make a carved image in the form of anything and do evil in the sight of the Eternal your God to provoke him to anger, and we have all kinds of images and idols in our churches and our places of business where we worship the things our hands have made, we make materialism into our God in a very real way. He says, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that you will soon utterly perish from the land which you cross over Jordan to possess. You will not prolong your days in it, but will be utterly destroyed. And the Eternal will scatter. Notice this prophecy, an enslavement, a scattering of our people taken away from the land. The Eternal will scatter you among the peoples, and you will be left few in number among the nations where the Eternal will scatter you or drive you. And there you will serve gods, so-called gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. But from there you will seek the Eternal, your God, and you will find him if, notice this big word, if you seek him with all your heart and all your soul, if you cry out for God, any of you at any time, with all your heart and all your soul, that great God will hear your prayers. So you've got to go all out for God, my friends. Understand that one very basic key. He says God will hear you when you seek for him, when you're in distress. And all these things come upon you when? In the latter days, when you turn to the Eternal, your God, and obey his voice. This is a dual prophecy. It did affect our fathers, our ancestors. They went into slavery back in 721 B.C. under the Assyrians, King Shalmaneser. Later, the Jewish people were taken captive under Nebuchadnezzar in 604 to 585 B.C., a whole series of prophetic, of course, things that happened at that time, and the enslavement and the conquering of the Jewish people under Nebuchadnezzar. But a modern punishment is coming on the Jewish people and the British and American peoples, whether we understand it or not. These things are going to happen. He said these things would happen to Israel. But who are the modern peoples of Israel? Are they just the Jewish people? Are the Jews the only Israelitish people? Or does the term Israel in the Bible include the lost 10 tribes? Most of the original nation of Israel went into slavery and disappeared from human history. What happened to them? Are they included in these end-time prophecies? My friends, we now have absolute proof that the British descended peoples of America, Britain, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa are the descendants of the so-called lost 10 tribes of Israel. They're beginning to be brought down. Already, the British descended peoples are being brought down, and already the people, of course, in South Africa are being brought down. Certainly they've committed sins, but they're nevertheless being brought down, and the land is being taken away from them, and they're in suffering already. If you want to know this proof that we have of our national identity, call or write today for a free copy of our powerful booklet, What's Ahead for America and Britain. This booklet will give you the vital key to understanding about 90% of end-time prophecy. This is a powerful key that will open up the prophecies of the Bible to you. It's filled with facts and information. This booklet will inspire you. So call and request your free copy. It's absolutely free upon your request.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501304. San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine. full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
Now back to our topic. Notice we were in Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 30. A dual prophecy affecting the descendants of ancient Israel in that time and in our time today in the latter days. Notice verse 30 of this powerful prophecy. He describes the descendants of Israel being in distress in the latter days when they begin to finally turn to God after they have been taken captive. And my friends, as I've explained in this booklet, American Britain, or What's Ahead for American Britain, will tell you very thoroughly and prove to you we are the descendants of the 10-tribed house of Israel. The British descended and American peoples are those descendants. And when the Bible talks about Israel or the house of Israel, get this, it is talking about us. It certainly includes the Jewish people because the Jews were one of those 12 tribes, but they were not all Israel. Just as all Californians are Americans, all Americans are not Californians. And I think you understand that analogy. Notice now another end-time prophecy for our peoples. Notice this prophecy, and it is talking about us specifically. Let's get this. Turn to Micah, this powerful prophecy. Jesus quoted from Micah more than once. Notice Micah in chapter 4, Micah chapter 5, I mean, and verse 7. Micah 5 and verse 7. Then the remnant of Jacob, or the remnant of Israel, Jacob's name was changed to Israel, the last generation, in other words, of the house of Israel, shall be in the midst of many peoples, like dew from the Lord, like showers on the grass. Now, you people who've been working out in gardens or farms, you know what that means. You've got to have dew. You've got to have showers. We have been a blessing to the rest of the world. Who is it that sent out more Bibles? Who is it that sent out more food supplies and medical supplies and help to all the other nations of the earth than all the rest of the nations combined? It's been the American and British descended peoples. We have done that. We've been a great blessing to the other nations of the earth. They don't always appreciate it, but we have been a blessing to those people. Like showers on the grass that tarry for no man, nor wait for the sons of men. And the remnant of Jacob, the last generation of Israel, shall be among the Gentiles, the other nations of the earth, in the midst of many peoples, like a lion among the beasts of the forest, like a young lion among the flocks of sheep, who, if he passeth through, both treads down and tears in pieces, and none can deliver. Your hand shall be lifted up against your adversaries, and all your enemies shall be cut off. Together, the British descended peoples in America won World War I. Together, we won World War II. Together, we preserved the peace since that time for 54 years, holding off the communist challenge, holding off all the other challenges. Together, we have preserved the peace and order of this earth, the British descended peoples and the Americans together, and we have done that. But now Britain's greatness has all but vanished. And unless America experiences a genuine national repentance and returns to the true God of Israel, America's greatness will also disappear as well. It's going to happen, my friends, unless we really repent. Drought, famine, and disease epidemics will weaken us. Our national sins and ethnic strife will divide us and weaken us further. Finally, we will be attacked and conquered. That seems impossible today. I understand that. But that's what the prophecies of your Bible make very, very clear. And God describes it right here. At the very time we've been the most powerful people, like a lion, I'm like a young lion. Powerful nations among the other nations of the world. Nations who together are much bigger in number, the Russians, as they were at least through the Soviet Union, the Chinese and Indian people and many others. Not the biggest nations. We have been a smaller group of nations in that way, but the most powerful. The British descended and American peoples have held the balance of power, nevertheless, in modern times, and been that lion. But now God is going to break us. And so God says in verse 10, "And it shall be in that day that I will cut off your horses." And as the Moffat translation translates it, war horses. He's talking in ancient times. They didn't have the term helicopter gunships. They didn't have the term ICBM missiles and all these other modern terms to use. In the Hebrew language, he's talking here about your war horses, your implements of war, your tanks, your guns, your ships. I will destroy your war horses from your midst and your chariots. I will cut off the cities of your land and throw down all your strongholds. I will cut off sorceries from your land, and you shall have no soothsayers, no more people worshiping and looking to the horoscopes and going to the palm readers and going to all these people that delve in the occult. That's going to be cut off. Your carved images I will cut off, your sacred pillars, your false idols of worship. You shall no more worship the work of your hands. I will pluck up your wooden images from your midst. Thus will I destroy your cities, God repeats. That's pretty powerful. That's pretty plain. That's what the God of this Bible says, my friends. Then he goes on and says something further we need to think about. I will execute vengeance in anger and fury on the nations that have not heard. He's going to then, of course, punish the Gentile nations as he has in turn punished us. In ancient times, he used ancient King Shalmaneser to bring down Israel. But it was generations later, before the Assyrians were punished. In ancient time, he used Nebuchadnezzar to bring down Israel. But again, it was generations later before they were brought down. Here we have an end-time prophecy where modern Israel is going to be punished, but just a few years later, those who take us into captivity will themselves be taken into captivity and punished and shaken by the great God at the second coming of Jesus Christ, as many other prophecies make very, very clear. This is powerful. This is going to affect your life in a dramatic way. Please understand. Please check up on me. Prove these things out of your Bible and get this free booklet that we're offering. Notice Jeremiah. Jeremiah, thou, chapter 30 in your Bible. Remember the book of Jeremiah, as all scholars acknowledge, was written about 604 to 585 B.C. It was written during the time that Judah was going into captivity, but was written over 100 years, get this, over 100 years after ancient Israel went into captivity. And yet it is talking about a yet future punishment upon Israel, which has never, ever yet occurred, never occurred, and has yet to occur. In our time now, the time of the end, when all these things will come to fruition. Notice Jeremiah now, chapter 30, and verse 4. These are the words the Eternal spoke concerning who? Just the Jews? No! Concerning Israel and Judah. Is God indulging in vain repetition here concerning Israel and Israel? No. He says Israel and Judah, two separate peoples. Throughout the Old Testament, you find Israel was at war with Judah over and over. Once they had the two nations separated, they were not the same nation. We have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask now and see whether a man is ever in labor with child. So why do I see every man with his hands on his loins, like a woman in labor, and all faces turned pale? Men absolutely scared to death. They're in absolute terror of what's going to happen, my friends, at this time of the end punishment. This is going to be big stuff. It's not on your TV. It's not make-believe. It's real, and it will affect your life and everything around you. For alas, that great day is great, the day of God's punishment upon modern Israel, the house of Israel, as well as the Jewish people. That day is great so that none is like it. There isn't any other such time, God says. How can that be? Well, frankly, keep your place here, but I'm going to be turning just briefly over to Matthew 24, because that tells us about the same time when you understand it. In Matthew chapter 24, the Olivet prophecy of the time of the end, Jesus said, for then, Matthew 24, verse 21, for then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. There can't be two such times. There's only one such time. And the great tribulation is the tribulation primarily upon the house of Israel. The house of Israel, the modern descendants of Israel, who include the British descended and the American peoples. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved alive. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. The great God will intervene. He'll have to intervene, or man would simply blast himself off this planet. Cosmicide. Yes, God Almighty is going to intervene. And alas, that day is great, going back to Jeremiah, so that none is like it. And it is the time of Jacob's trouble. the trouble on modern Israel. Remember, Jacob's name was changed to Israel. And it is the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. He's sure going to get into it first. For it shall come to pass in that day, says the Eternal, that I will break his yoke. A yoke of slavery will be put on our peoples, my friends. I'll break it from your neck and burst your bonds. Foreigners shall no more enslave them. Our people will be in slavery, in concentration camps, frankly, in Europe and the Middle East and elsewhere. There will be another revival of a type of Nazism, whether we understand it or not, fascism, whatever you want to call it. Foreigners shall no more enslave them, but they shall serve the Eternal their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up to them. Is this some ancient prophecy? No, this was written about 400 years after the death of King David. What's he talking about? He's talking about David coming up out of the grave. He's talking about the resurrection from the dead. He's talking about the second coming of Jesus Christ, when King David and Abraham and Isaac and Israel and all the great men and women of God will come right up out of the grave and will shake this earth when they realize what's happening. God has intervened, and David will again rule over all Israel, Judah and Israel together. They'll be brought again as one nation, and David will rule over them. Therefore, do not fear, O my servant Jacob, says the Eternal, nor be dismayed, O Israel, for behold, I will save you from afar, and your seed from, notice it, the land of their captivity. We will have been in captivity. Jacob shall return and have rest and be quiet, and no one shall make him afraid. Finally, God will rescue Israel. He says in verse 14, all your lovers, and of course Moffat translates it, and other modern translations, allies, the nations we tried to buy as our friends, our lovers, have forgotten you. They do not seek you, for I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy and the chastisement of a cruel one. For the multitude, why has God done this? For the multitude of your iniquities, because your sins have increased. We have one of the highest murder rates on the face of the earth, one of the highest rates of rape, robbery, drug addiction, you name it. The teenage crime rate is still going up, and more teenagers are killing themselves. They're miserable. In our society, they're being pushed to try illicit sex, illicit drugs, to drink too much, everything, and they're the leaders of tomorrow. What will the society be like in another 5 or 10 years? Think about it. God says he's going to have to punish a nation that is utterly turned away from him. Because your sins have increased, why do you cry about your affliction? Your sorrow is incurable because of the multitude of your iniquities. He repeats again, because your sins have increased, I have done these things to you. That's why God has to spank. God is a loving father, and every good father rebukes and chastens every son he loves. That's what God tells us back in the book of Hebrews. Notice the latter part of verse 24. The fierce anger of the Eternal will not return until he's done it, until he's performed the intents of his heart. In the latter days you shall consider it. That is when all this is going to happen. Yes, it is going to happen, and nothing can stop it unless our people's repentance is profound and we really turn back to God in a way we have never done before. Think about it. This is powerful stuff. All right, let's go now to chapter 31, if you would. Let's keep right on reading in this prophecy, Jeremiah 31. At the same time, says the Eternal, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus says the Eternal, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness. Finally, our people will repent when they go into captivity. Israel, when I gave him to rest. He says then later, verse 7, for thus says the Eternal, sing with gladness for Jacob, shout among the nations, proclaim, give praise, and say, O Eternal, save your people. Save your people, the remnant, the last generation of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country and gather them from the ends of the earth, among the blind and the lame. In verse 9, they'll come with weeping and with supplications, weeping and crying and repenting before the great God as they come back. And so God says then finally, verse 31, behold, the days are coming, says the Eternal, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, with both houses, the house of Israel and the house of Judah. including the British Commonwealth and American peoples and the Jewish people, a new covenant, not according to the covenant I made with their fathers the day I took them by the hand and brought them out of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, although I was a husband to them, but this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Eternal. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. God will put His law right in our hearts and minds. We will learn to literally keep the Ten Commandments. We will have God's love, God's wisdom, God's character. A whole new world will exist at that time under, of course, the rule of Jesus Christ. Thank God. Godspeed that day. Again, if you would like to learn more about America and Canada's prophesied future, be sure to call or write immediately for your free copy, absolutely free, of our exciting booklet, What Lies Ahead for America and Britain. This booklet will prove to you who we are and the prophesied future for our peoples. This booklet is thoroughly documented with biblical and historical proof. So call now and request your free copy of this vital prophetic booklet, What's Ahead for America and Britain.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
Be sure to tune in to the Tomorrow's World program each week at this same time, my friends. Richard Ames and I will be giving you vital information about prophecy and about the real meaning of life. Biblically prophesied events are speeding up. You need to understand. You need to know. See you right here next week.
The informative booklet offered on this program is yours absolutely free if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501304, San Diego, California, 92150. Be sure to visit our webpage at www.tomorrowsworld.org. That address again is www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program was produced by the Living Church of God.